Page 25, The California School for the Blind, CSB, Forges Ahead by Winifred Downing. Hearing the words, California School for the Blind, readers of a certain age immediately think of the school when it was in Berkeley and of all the opportunities that were available to students so near the university and in a community as vibrant as Berkeley was. They regret that the school has moved to a rural area and that activities formerly pursued by the entire student body have been replaced by new and different programs. Interviewing Joni Patch, chairperson of the Community Advisory Committee for the school, however, brings a deep appreciation of the wide variety of services provided for blind youth throughout the state. Joni can testify to these advantages because she has two children, one of whom has advanced beyond full attendance at the school and the other of whom is a present student. The advisory committee, consisting of 12 to 15 persons, some with long experience with the school and some interested perhaps only in a current project, meets four times a year. Page 26, the meetings are usually planned to occur when something special is happening, like a concert or Braille competition, for example. Members of the committee learn of impending legislation or consider, perhaps, some new rule at the school and react accordingly. Since many live in or near Sacramento, they can participate in hearings regarding legislation affecting their children or the school. A good example of how committee members can influence school rules occurred when possessing cell phones by students was forbidden. Parents reported that they needed immediate communication when their children were preparing to return home on a weekend and when the dorm phone was out of order or insufficient for some reason. Being informed of their complaint, school officers altered the rules, requiring only that phones not be on during classes. The Braille B, initiated many years ago and frequently improved and extended by Ann Gellis, is the big event for Braille users. Students are divided into three groups according to their expertise in Braille and in some instances are joined by teachers, staff members, and parents. Each of Joni's children has won his or her category once. Paul, Joni's son, is attending some classes beyond CSB and concentrating particularly on addressing his dyslexia. Robin, still a student, is working toward her transition by serving one day a week at an animal shelter, which is the kind of job she wishes to have. She must make her own decisions about a bus and BART to reach the shelter, though a coach is always watching to ensure her safety. The school also has eight apartments, each of which can accommodate two students who do all their own cooking, budgeting, and shopping and are reviewed regularly on their housekeeping skills. These young people also usually have a commitment to some entity outside of the school. The truly remarkable aspects of the school, though, concern the outreach programs for students all over the state. 3-week summer programs are available for students in public schools to concentrate on living skills, Braille, and computer experience not provided by their home schools. To assist in helping pupils pass the required exit exam, classes are available at various times throughout the year, concentrating especially on math, often given short shrift by their teachers, who simply don't have the education necessary to provide this help. Some students attend these CSB classes several times in their senior year. Joni's children have close acquaintance with Braille, living skills, and the realities of having a job, since their mother is in charge of two vending facilities at the building housing the Employment Development Department. Their father visits each day one or more of the vending machines for which he is responsible, using public transportation to perform this task. In addition to these personal accomplishments, the whole family is benefited from the California School for the Blind, particularly the opportunity to know other parents, the staff, and teachers. Our state is indeed blessed.